And we're back, live in the Santa Fe Baking Company, and joining us is Kate Nelson, who is with us as she is many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Happy fall, everyone. Beautiful morning out there.
It's a crisp, clear day, another beautiful day in New Mexico. What are you going to do but deal with it?
And be outside.
Be outside as much as you can, but when you're not outside, there are plenty of interesting events happening all weekend.
That's right.
And we've got a laundry list of things to do. More things to do than can possibly be done.
No one human being can do it all.
Well, Kate, what's going on?
Modernism is breaking out all over in Santa Fe, and there's some wonderful articles in today's Pasa Tiempo. So go buy Pasa. Well, you should do that anyway. Tonight, over at the O'Keeffe Museum, an exhibit is opening From New York to New Mexico, Masterworks of American Modernism from the Vilcek Foundation Collection. Wonderful exhibit. I haven't been yet, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. And next weekend at the Museum of Art, an American Modernism is opening. The Museum of Art also has O'Keeffe in Process, about Georgia O'Keeffe. So there's this sort of centrifugal force happening right now with modernist art and how it ties to New Mexico. On Saturday in the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Art, Collecting Modernist Art, a Conversation with Jan and Marika Vilcek, free lecture. And on Sunday, both the O'Keeffe and the Museum of Art are having a sort of collaborative treasure hunt for kids. So bring your family in, go to one of the museums, get started there, and you'll be hunting for secret things, and then head over to the other museum and hunt for secret things. Sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. Good way to get some culture for the whole family this
weekend.
There
you go. And both the Museum of Art and the History Museum are open late tonight, 5 to 8 p.m., with free admission.
Oh, it's one of those Fridays.
It's one of those Fridays.
Be advised, Santa Fe. The museums are free tonight.
It's cheap date night.
Let's see. In the art arena, we've got live music and a light show with the current show on display at Eye on the Mountain Gallery, which is at 614 Agua Fria Street. You can park on Romero Street, and there's going to be a live music with their current show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's from 5 to 9 this evening. You can find more at eyeonthemountaingallery.com.
Great music going on in Albuquerque this weekend. Starting at 4 p.m. today, it's Global Kirky at the National Hispanic Cultural Center down just south of downtown. Performers, boy, it's Joy Harjo and people from China, Mali, the Honduras. If you go to globalkirky.org, you can get the whole lineup. There are tickets available at nhccnm.org. On Saturday, there's free daytime programming as well as the Global Village of Crafts, Culture, and Cuisine. It just sounds like a great time. You'll be down there near the Bosque, maybe take a little walk along the river, and the Hispanic Cultural Center, if you haven't been in a while, what a fun place to go visit.
Get out of town, yeah. Take a little road trip, see something new this weekend. Kate, do you like to dance?
I like to, but other people don't like me to.
Interesting.
Pretty clumsy.
Well, tonight there is a free event at the El Dorado Community Center for square dancing.
Oh, what fun!
You can go out to El Dorado and meet new friends while experiencing the joy and health benefit of square dancing.
I don't think I've done that since sixth grade.
I don't think I have either. And so this sounds like a good way to break yourself back into the habit of square dancing. That's the El Dorado Community Center tonight from 7 to 9.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Get your classic Greeks on. At St. John's College tonight, Carol J. Worrell Annual Lecture will be given by Lorraine Pangle from the University of Texas and the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Study of Core Texts and Ideas. Her topic is on Homer's gods. She's going to analyze the different levels on which Homer's gods function in the Iliad to tell a dramatic story, talk about human experience and explore questions about freedom and necessity. Wow, end your week on a really deep note. That's at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's College. It's the Carol J. Worrell Annual Lecture.
If you need a pick-me-up, those Greek gods are usually usually good to for the ambition and the circulation and all kinds of positive health benefits there. Let's see, tonight at Sorrel Sky Gallery, the Santa Fe Film Festival is having their poster release party. That's 6 p.m. tonight. Admission is by donation, and they're going to be unveiling artist Jack Dunn's new poster for this year's film festival. Nacho Mendez will be playing music, and that is at the Sorrel Sky Gallery, 125 Palace Avenue.
Very nice. Tonight, Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday over at Warehouse 21, Almost Adults, a program of 5 short plays about sex, love, and community. They are highly regarded and award-winning shorts by Aaron Levantman, directed by Elena Warren-Zachary. They're exploring the journeys of young and not-so-young people on the difficult road to maturity and dealing with issues of their sexual identity. Tonight, it's a gala opening. If you go to... I can't find the website, but call 800-838-3006 or just Google Warehouse 21. I'm sure that'll get you there. These sound like a very important themes to be exploring right now in our community.
And I hear it's fun as well. And
oh, good.
It's always good to support Warehouse. It's
it's
actually a beautiful building over there.
Keep our young people in Santa Fe.
Let's see. Don't forget to be a tourist in the town you live in every once in a while. Tonight and many weekends throughout the year, you can pick up a historical downtown walking tour starting at the New Mexico History Museum.
Yay!
They go from 10:15 to noon on Fridays, and at night at 6 p.m., you can get the original Santa Fe ghost tour with Peter Sinclair. Many opportunities to...
Peter's one of our docents at the History Museum as well. He's a wonderful guy. And the downtown walking tours go from Monday to Saturday through October 17th. So if you've been promising yourself, I'm going to take one of those tours and learn more about Santa Fe, you've got a couple more weeks to do so.
It's a great way to get all the landmarks under your belt and get a little understanding of what's going on around here.
You'll hear about architectural details and spies passing secrets and stuff like that. Hey, here's another way to get out of town. This weekend up in Taos, boy, everything is happening. Starting this afternoon at 1 p.m. and then through 10 p.m. on Saturday, it's the Paseo Outdoor Art Festival. It's crazy, huge. Great art. There's giant spiders and light installations on churches and boy, 70 international artists are coming. Axel Contemporary will be there. Paula Castillo, Christina Sparong, a great female blacksmith. They're artists from Berlin, Oakland, and New York. That's one reason to go up there. If you go up on Saturday, the High Road Art Tour is going on, so you can stop in the studios of wood carvers and weavers and contemporary artists. And then opening in galleries and museums all over Taos is this collaborative exhibit effort called Pressing Through Time, 150 Years of Printmaking in Taos. It's just a terrific effort. It's through January 2016, and if you go through pressingthroughtime.com, you'll get all the details.
That's very cool.
Taos!
Get out of town. Santa Fe is not the only cool place in this state. you can't leave town without discovering something interesting.
Especially this time of year.
Especially this time of year. One example of such an event, if you want to drive south and east towards Madrid, tomorrow night at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid. I'm sorry, tomorrow at noon at the mixing music, food, workshops, a murder mystery, goggles, top hats, vests, and more. Sounds like it goes all day. Steampunk spectacular at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid starts at noon.
And I think
tomorrow.
In like steampunk spirit, any selfies you take should be with a pinhole camera.
I should say so. Bring your pinhole camera. And your goggles and your top hats.
Have you been to a farmer's market lately?
Not this week
yet. Holy cow, the stuff they have to sell right now. We should all just commit to eating nothing but fruits and vegetables for the next week.
We really should.
Saturday, of course, the Santa Fe Farmers Market will be up and running and doing its whole spectacular thing in the rail yard. On Sunday, they're holding a second farmers market in the Santa Fe Plaza. So it's an opportunity, if maybe you can't make the Saturday one, come down on Sunday, and it'll be going on from 8 to 1 p.m. But food is like kind of a theme for this week. Also on Sunday, the Santa Fe Reporter is having its Street Eats Festival from 3 to 7 p.m. I think it's just in their parking lot over on Marcy Street. They'll have food trucks like Masha Ree's Street Food Institute, Dr. Fields Goods. DJ Miss Ginger will be spinning vinyl-only funk, soul, and more. And then Tuesday, the Santa Fe Community College is having its Culinary Arts Garden hosts the third annual Harvest Fest. That was way too long. So they're having their third annual Harvest Fest. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at the Community College campus. You know, they've got a little growing area there, and that becomes part of their organic learning in the culinary arts program, and they will be showcasing the efforts of the campus community who installed the beds, planted a fruit orchard, and cultivated and harvested hundreds of pounds of fresh organic local produce.
It's harvest time.
Yeah.
And we should get it while it's good.
If you see any farm stand by the side of the road, stop.
The produce is out of control.
Yeah.
This Tuesday is also the last week, the last chance for the Southside Farmers Market, which is at the Santa Fe Place Mall. It runs Tuesdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m., so it's an afternoon market. And this Tuesday is the last chance to pick up the Southside Market if you're listening from down there.
Oh, it's going to freeze soon. Sunday at 2 p.m. at my museum, the New Mexico History Museum, in partnership with KNME, we are presenting the American Masters documentary, Pedro y Guerrero, A Photographer's Journey. This is part of a National Hispanic Heritage Month. Guerrero worked with people like Frank Lloyd Wright, Alexander Calder, Louise Nevelson. Besides seeing the documentary, which is very good, one of the producers, Raymond Tellis, will be there, and it will be followed by a discussion with our photo curator, Daniel Kosharek, and Kirk Giddings, who's a wonderful photographer in town who does a lot of architectural photography himself. That's a free with admission event. If you're a New Mexican, Sundays are free anyway. So come on down, 2 p.m., see a neat documentary, and hear an interesting photography conversation.
Interesting. Very, very cool. Let's see, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the San Miguel Mission at the Old Church on Old Santa Fe Trail, friend of the program Roberto Capocchi will be playing classical guitar tunes. His repertory is extensive and includes all of the classical guitar greats. That's 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the San Miguel Mission.
What a beautiful place to hear music, too.
Beautiful music in a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Comes highly recommended.
There you go. Saturday at IAIA, the Institute of American Indian Arts, Jane Lind, an alumna of IAIA and a celebrated actress, is going to do a performance workshop, taking participants through a progression of exercises she's learned while working with master teachers and directors from around the world. That's from 2 to 5 p.m. And if you've got the Acting Jones, this sounds like a terrific event. You need to RSVP by emailing performingarts@iaia.edu. On Monday, she'll do another event at 6:30 p.m., a retrospective of her career and her journey from traditional dance and storytelling to the present. And all of that's over at the IAIA campus. You could call 428-5952 for more information.
Very cool, very cool. Aspiring screenwriters and filmmakers, if you don't know exactly what to do with that idea that you've been working on, the Santa Fe Community College is having an event tomorrow at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., pitching your movie project with acclaimed indie film director John, I'm going to butcher this, Moritsugu. John Moritsugu shows you how to pitch your movie to people who can help you make it. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Community College. You can call them for more information at 428-1000.
That sounds wonderful. Hey, we saw this one in the PASA calendar right before we went on the air, and we don't know that much about it, but it sounds interesting. Opera on the Rocks at Bandelier National Monument. Opera Alta performs they're performing pieces from Mozart's Bastien and Bastiana and the Magic Flute. It's 5:30 on Saturday. You will take a shuttle from either the White Rock Visitor Center or Los Alamos Sullivan Field. I'm trying to imagine where they'll do the performance. It's got to be such a cool backdrop.
We have no idea how they're going to do this.
The sun will be setting, and oh, what a beautiful, magical time.
But talk about a winning concept.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know what they're going to do with this one.
If you need information, this is a long web address, guildsofsfo.org/LA, or just Google Opera on the Rocks at Bandelier National Monument and find out more.
Ladies and gentlemen, opera at Bandelier.
Cool.
Find out more and tell us how it is.
Mozart is everywhere.
Let's see, tomorrow at 1, 4, and 7 p.m., there is a revival show of Bocan, which is a show on tour presented by Working Classroom, written by Lisa Loomer and directed by Megan Gomez. The show is at El Museo Cultural at the Rail Yard. You can find out more at workingclassroom.org. Sounds like this is one of their shows that is out on tour and is back for a limited time only tomorrow, 1, 4, and 7 p.m.
There's some mural action going on this week. On Saturday at the Tarnoff Art Center out near Pecos National Monument, the Tarnoff Art Center will be presenting a mural created by local children depicting the Pecos National Monument. That's at 11 a.m. Saturday. You could go to call 919-8888 for information on that. And then Tuesday evening, the Jean Cocteau will be unveiling a new city mural by John Pugh. Perhaps I butchered that. He's a Trompe l'Oeil muralist, and I was looking online some of his past murals. They take the exterior of a building, and it looks like you're walking into a wholly different building, or that the skin is peeling away. This looks really cool. I think it's on the exterior of Jean Cocteau, but the announcement wasn't clear about that. There is a reception at 5:30 p.m. at the Wheelhouse Art Gallery, and it says John Pugh will unveil the mural at 6:05 sharp. And maybe George will be there, and you can congratulate him on all the Emmys.
Yes. speaking of the Jean Cocteau and our friends over there, let's not forget a friend of the program, Stephen Jules, presenting the 39th edition of Jules Fork's Follies at the Jean Cocteau Cinema Sunday at 4 p.m. This is a variety show with many different performers, singers, sketches, and antics. This is the game show night edition, including many performers. That is Sunday at 4 p.m. at Jean Cocteau. You can find Jules on Facebook at facebook.com/JulesWorksFollies. And you can call Jean Cocteau about variety shows or murals or any of the rest of it at 466-5538.
On Monday, there's a Southwest Seminar lecture probably at the Hotel Santa Fe. I think that's where they hold these. It doesn't say. It's osteologist Ann Stodder who will be talking about the people of Sacred Ridge and early ancestral Pueblo village, life, death, and social memory. It's 6 p.m. If you want details, because I'm not giving you enough of them, I'm sure, it's southwestseminars.org. Really good program to tap into.
Let's see. Let's not forget DJ Prairie Dog. Tuesdays at the Matador from 9 to close. He plays old school country and surf, garage, and punk. It is great fun, and he's there every Tuesday.
Debuting this Wednesday, Elders Share Their Stories at the Jemez Historic Site. A great opportunity to go down there daily between September 30th and October 18th. Jemez Tribal Elders will be on the site to offer a Native American voice in interpreting the site. This is a really important effort that they're doing. Starting on Wednesday, Salvador Yepa, a musician and performer, will be at the site through October 4th, and then Clara Gachupina Potter will be there the rest of the month. So I love going to Jemez, and I love the Jemez Historic Site. Give yourself a gift and take a little trip.
Learn some history. Get out there and be a tourist where you are, everybody. Let's see, Tuesday at the Cowgirl, Brandon Decker and his band. That's Tuesday night at the Cowgirl. It's gonna be great.
Hey, I hear music. Let's go enjoy the weekend.
Let's go enjoy the weekend. Get outside, get inside, see something cool, get some fresh air. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is Maxwell Lucas sitting in today for Mary Charlotte. We're coming to you live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming online at ksfr.org and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to our wonderful webmasters, Studio X. Mary Charlotte will be back in a few weeks. Until then, you can follow her on Facebook or tweet to her at Radio Cafe MC. Stay tuned for BBC News, followed by local news from KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. We'll see you next week.